Blog Talk Radio
presents Applause Radio Show. Hello, 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 everybody. Welcome to Applause Radio Show. I'm Joanne Barton, and we've got a great show tonight. We've got Jim Peterick on with us tonight. I am so sorry. My promo said Peterick, and I apologize. It's Jim Peterick. How I could get that wrong, I'm just smacking myself in the face. So I cannot wait to speak to him. But before we start, let me just say thank you to a few of our sponsors, the Hive Bar and Bistro in Garfield, New Jersey, KWV Wines in South Africa, and the Observer newspaper in Kearney, New Jersey, because I just want to jump right into this. So, Mr. Peterick, how are you, sir?
I'm great, Joanne. Thank you for asking. Thank you for calling.
Well, no, thank you. The honor and pleasure is all mine. I am a huge fan of yours. I have to say, when the first time I heard Ides of March, sing Vehicle, I'm going to say I thought you were a black singer.
Yeah,
I really
you're not
did.
Alone. You're,
yeah. And
you're
then
not
when
alone.
I saw
it, I was. Yeah. Go ahead.
And when I saw that it was you, I was like, oh my God, I can't believe the soul in your voice. It's just amazing, Oh, unbelievable.
I was a white suburban kid. I was 19 years old when I sang that song.
What, 19 and you sounded that? Oh my God, it sounded honestly like a 35, 40 year old black man singing.
Great God in heaven, you know I love you.
Da-da-da-da.
Well, my heroes were all black, Ray Charles, so many great soul singers, and a white guy named David Clayton Thomas of Blood, Sweat, and Tears. He was one of my heroes, and I remember my producer saying, damn it, Jimmy, don't try to sound like a black guy. And I go, I'm not. That's me. And the
right.
Next take was the final one. And, I'm still amazed that song just took off like crazy.
Oh, but it's so good. My God, the horns and then your voice it's just so powerful. It's just everything about it is just phenomenal. And I can't believe you've been in the industry for 50 plus years and started at the age of 14. When did you realize that this is what I wanted to do with my life? I mean, what were you playing as a 14-year-old, and are you trained or you play by ear?
Well, it was by ear. I did take saxophone lessons and piano lessons when I was very young, 8, 9 years old. But it was really, I was so bored with those lessons, and I wanted to take it further. And my dad was a saxophone player in a polka band in Chicago called the Hi Hatters. And I used to go with him and watch him play. And he didn't read a note of music. And I said, well, if my dad can make it without reading music, so can I. And that's when I learned to play guitar, and I adapted the ukulele, which my sisters taught me. And I added 2 strings, and I figured out what those other 2 strings were for. Never took a lesson, never bought a Mel Bate book, and I figured it out. And, pretty soon I was putting together the Ides of March, and the rest turned out to be history.
And why Ides of March? I mean, you probably get asked that 50 million times. Why Ides of March?
Well, I don't mind 50 million and one. we were called the Shondells until Tommy James and the Shondells came along.
Uh-huh.
And we were just about to release You Wouldn't Listen by the Shondells on the Parrot label, and they were all printed up as the Shondells, and then Tommy James, my baby does, oh,
yeah.
Shoot, you know.
Knocked you right
and,
out.
And we had to scramble for a name. And
right.
We're all in high school, Morton High School in Berwyn, Illinois, where we're all from. Mm. And Bob Berglund says, well, we're all reading Julius Caesar. Listen to this. Beware the Ides of March. And we go, okay, that's our name. And
cool.
Simple as that, we had a much better name than the Shondells any day.
Yes, yes. Yeah, because it's definitely different, that's for sure. And you want to say to yourself, what is that? What is that Ides of March? And I got to check it out. And you were on the Parrot label. I mean, I have record. I still have 45s on the Parrot label.
Well, right. Everybody thought we were British because we were on with the, you know, all these British bands and Tom Jones and, you know, so many of the British bands of the Small Faces. And here were these boys from Berwyn, and we're on the Parrot label. So when the label came over to visit us, we had to pretend we were British.
That's
I'll never
funny.
Forget it. We had this big dinner. And we had to put on English accents. It was very embarrassing.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I guess you couldn't pull it off coming from Illinois, huh? The British accent.
It's not easy. Not easy for being from Berwyn, Illinois.
How old were the rest of the guys in the band at the time? Because, I mean, you said 19 was a vehicle. So how old was everybody else in the band at the time?
Well, I was the young guy, and, you know, Bob and Larry were 21, and Mike was 22, but we're all, you know, all went to the same high school and graduated around the same time, and I'll tell you, after all these years, the four of us are still together, and we're still rocking.
Cool. That's fabulous. And when did you realize you had the talent to write? So, are you more of a lyricist or a melody maker or musicality? When you write?
All of the above, you know.
Great.
And not that I can collaborate with people and try to fill in the gaps of where they're lacking. And I guess to me, you know, when I was writing like Eye of the Tiger, it kind of all came together in one fell swoop. You know, Stallone gave me a call. I thought somebody was putting me on. Hey, yo, Jim, give me a call. Sylvester Stallone. Yeah, right. And that was on my answering machine. And my wife says, Jim, you better call him back. I said, that's some joker putting me on. She said, you better call him back. And I called that number, and I said, is this really Sylvester Stallone? He goes, hey, Jimbo, call me Sly. And he said, I got this new movie called Rocky III. And I don't want to use that Gonna Fly Now song. I want something for the kids. Something with a pulse. Can you help me out? And I said, hell yeah. And I'll tell you what, you know, I got together with Frankie, the lead guitar player, and we knocked out this song in literally 2 days, recorded it, sent it to Stallone. He says, you guys really did it. You
wow.
did it. You wrote a song that's going to outlive you and me. I said, well, I hope so. But the rest
now,
is history, you know.
Why did he reach out to you? Did you know him personally, or you just knew your music?
Great question, Joanne. It was a connection. We were on the Scotti Brothers record label that was distributed by Atlantic. And Tony Scotti was an Italian guy. And he knew Sylvester Stallone. Stallone and he got together one day, and Stallone goes, Tony, I need something different. What do you got? And Tony goes, new band called Survivor. You got to hear him. And he played him a song on our second album called Poor Man's Son. And Stallone apparently says, that's the sound I want. And that's when he gave me the call.
Cool. And now Ides of March is basically formed into Survivor, no? Or...
Well, it did, but we didn't share any members. It's just that We took a hiatus with Ides of March in 1973. Everybody went their different ways, knowing that one day we'd get back together, and that's when I put together Survivor. And I put together a band that I thought was my dream band, and I called up Frankie Sullivan, who was this hot guitar player in town, and Dave Bickler, who he and I were singing jingles to make money in Chicago. Mm-hmm. Look out for the bull. Look out for the Schlitz malt liquor bull.
Oh, yeah. God. And, you did that one?
That was me, yeah.
No kidding.
And I did all the beer and tire commercials. I had that voice, you know.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
Dave Bickler was this other singer that was also singing, you know, the United Lands of Your Land, United Airlines, you know. And
my
I
God.
Got to know Dave Bickler, and he was a great guy. And when I was putting together Survivor, he was the first guy I called, and Frankie Sullivan. And we put together this band, and we played all the clubs in Chicago and developed a following. And the next thing you know, record companies were after us. And John Kalodner of Atlantic Records came out to see us, and we rented SIR Studios, and we played for him. And John Kalodner has this weird voice. I'm signing this band tonight. And he took us to Nick's Fish Market, and the rest is history.
I know him, actually. When I was first starting out myself, I sent him some stuff, and he called me. He goes, I don't take any unsolicited material. I said, okay, thank you very much, sir.
He's the weirdest guy. I love him. He's got the weirdest voice, and but he signed us, and so we'll never forget him for that.
Oh, he signed some major bands. You kidding? I was just starting out myself, and I said, oh, let me send him a demo. And he's like, I don't take unsolicited material. But he at least called to say. I couldn't believe he called me. That was shocking. That was shocking. I'm sure he don't remember it. I do.
He's that kind of guy. He always followed through, and he followed. Signed Foreigner and Genesis and Peter Gabriel, so many bands.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Aerosmith.
Wow.
Little band called
now,
Aerosmith, yeah.
Yeah, a little band called Aerosmith, yeah. Just a little band called Aerosmith.
Yeah.
So. Now, the version of Eye of the Tiger that we're going to play tonight that is performed by Ides of March, is that how it originally sounded when you wrote it, or and it changed into what it is in the movie now, or the song we all know, or no, this is just the way you guys are doing it?
Yeah, you know, when I left Survivor in 96, I put back together the Ides of March, and we always were featuring our brass. So when I taught the guys Eye of the Tiger, I said, we got to put the Ides of March flair to it. And we added the brass, and I'll tell you, we close every show with it, and people go crazy.
I heard a little bit of it, and I loved it, because when I play music on the show, especially new music, I like to hear it for the first time with everybody else to enjoy it as well. So, I mean, I was like, oh, man, it definitely is Ides of March all over it. I mean, what's your obsession with the horns? I mean, they sound fabulous. Don't get me wrong. I mean, you definitely love horns.
Well, yeah, the Ides of March came even before Survivor, as you know. And we are very influenced by the soul music, you know, of Arthur Connolly Jr. and, you know, all the soul bands from the late 60s. But then when Blood, Sweat, and Tears came along, we were like, holy, you know, holy moly. And we went to see them at the Kinetic Playground in Chicago. And David Clayton Thomas was, you know, killing it. You know, what goes up must come down, you know. And I'm going, man, I want to be that guy, you know.
Mm.
And I wrote the song Vehicle. Actually, I wrote the song Vehicle to try to get my girlfriend back. That's another story. Maybe another day. But anyway, I did get her back. I did get her back with that song, Joanne. And 48 years later, I'm still married to that girl.
Wow. Oh, God. She loved the song. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God.
She loved that. The great God in heaven, you know, I still love her.
There you go.
But
right.
I'm still her vehicle. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, absolutely. Well, would you like to give the Ides of March, Eye of Tiger a spin? And
heck
let everybody hear it? All right. This
you
is Jim Peterick with the Ides of March with their version of Eye of the Tiger, which he co-wrote. and was also the co-founder of Survivor. So here we go. Eye of the Tiger by Ides of March. Check it out.
the Cub Scout, the glory. Where's the distance? Now I'm not gonna stop. Just a man and his will to survive.
I would have been at that show. Man, that was kick-ass.
Thank you.
That was fabulous.
The people would just go nuts as you heard it. And we would just build it and go crazy. And then they go crazy. So,
nice. I got one stupid question about it. Now, in the movie, he wears the jacket with the tiger on it. Now, did they put the jacket in because of the song, or did you write the song because you saw the jacket?
good question. Actually, I think the jacket came first. And Stallone, in fact, he said, I don't know what we're going to call the song. I saw the movie. I go, it's got to be The Eye of the Tiger. Because Mickey the trainer was going, Rocky, you're losing the Eye of the Tiger. So I look at Frankie and go, man, if we don't call this Eye of the Tiger, forget about it, you know?
Damn. That was fabulous. And what a great song, too. I mean, what we all know, and I mean, other than hearing what we just heard, I mean, that thing was on the charts for a long time. And it's still a great song. You hear it, and you know, you just see it. Just takes you back to great times, and the movie was fantastic, and just I can't imagine. Oh, Jim, I need a song.
you do a better Stallone than I do, for God's sake.
Yeah, well, my voice has gotten deeper over the years, you know.
Yeah, I hear you. So is mine. But it was really a thrill, and you know when it came out. It went number one for 7 weeks on Billboard, and we were suddenly on tour with REO Speedwagon and so many other bands, and it was just unbelievable. And Stallone even came out with the Scotty Brothers and watched us perform and just went crazy, and we were living the dream, I'll tell you.
Yeah, my God. And now, how'd you hook up with 38 Special to write Hold On Loosely? I mean, how'd that one come about?
Great question, Joanne. Like our friend John Klodner, as you know him, he loved my writing. In fact, when he signed me to Survivor, he was already a big fan of Vehicle. So I'll tell you, he said, I got to put you with some other groups. And that's when he put me together with all these different acts like Sammy Hagar and Aerosmith. And, you know, he was like my biggest fan, you know, and that's how it all happened. You know, he was my mentor, really.
Right. Well, that's another great song, too. I wanted to ask you, if you didn't mind, if you could tell us a little bit about your memoir, Through Eyes of the through the eye of the tiger. Can you tell us a little bit what that is about? And is it still in publication? I'm sure it is. It's only been out since 2014. So,
yeah, it's still around, still in the stores, and it's a bestseller, which is a real surprise. But yeah, it's really my life story, and all the good times and all the bad times and all the, you know, kind of
stuff in between.
Yeah, the in-betweens, the conflicts of being in a rock band and all the egos, and you've heard the stories, the nightmares, and the great times too. It's all there, and it's been a really successful book for me.
I didn't know you had one, so when I saw that you did, I definitely have to check that out. So now in 2004 you formed Pride of Lions. Are you guys still together?
We still are. And Toby Hitchcock, well, I gotta tell you this, Joanne, when I formed Survivor, my concept for the band was to share vocals with Dave Bicklett. And I would be the lower parts because I have a lower voice, and he would be the higher parts because he's a tenor. And it didn't turn out that way. And Frankie, you know, he was a very opinionated person, and he's the lead guitar player. And he said, you know, I just want one singer, and it's not you. It's Dave Bicklett.
Thanks a lot.
And, being a peacekeeper and knowing how good Dave Bicklett is as a singer, and I went along with it. But when I put together Pride of Lions, I decided this is going to be the culmination of a dream I had of sharing lead vocals with a great singer. And I found a singer named Toby Hitchcock, and man, this guy is a combination of Dennis DeYoung and Tommy Shaw and all my favorite singers in one voice. And we're signed by the great Italian company that I'm with to this day that signed us, and we're all over the world now as Pride of Lions. And Toby Hitchcock and I have doing many shows together, and we've really done well. We're on our seventh album right now.
And the album Play On, is that Pride of Lions or no?
No, that's Ides of March. It came out in a very inopportune time, right at the beginning of COVID. But we're very proud of this album called Play On. And Fred Mollen, the great producer, produced the album. And we're very proud of it. And it's done well. It would have done better in another place and time. But we're very proud of that record.
Nice. Now, Song About Mary, is that the woman who is with you now that loved vehicles so much?
No, her name is Karen.
Okay. Sorry. Sorry, <That's> Karen.
Okay. But that's all right. She's not jealous. Because actually, Song About Mary is really about all the songs through the rock and roll history that name check Mary. And, and in the song, you know, everything from Take a Message to Mary to Along Comes Mary, it mentions all the songs that pay homage to the name Mary. And there's something very spiritual about that name, maybe because of Mother Mary and you know what else. So it's one of my favorite songs on that record.
And what is David Pack from Ambrosia doing on the song? What is he playing, singing?
He's singing. He's one of my dear friends, one of my heroes from Ambrosia, of course. Mm-hmm. And on Song About Mary, he's doing all the harmony parts. But we've been friends for, God, 20, 25 years. And we're finally, doing some recording together. And he's just a wonderful talent.
Excellent. Well, why don't we hear it? I'd love for everybody to hear it.
That would be great, Joanne.
Excellent. This is Song About Mary by the Ides of March, and obviously Jim Peterick and also David Pack from Ambrosia. Check it out, Song About Mary.
Along came Mary through my life. I take strum these chords and softly pray, wondering what would Mary say. I'll try and capture the mood she brings as to a memory I shall sing. A song about Mary, the something in her name I can't define. I'm feeling those bittersweet harmonies, lonesome whistles dry. I can see a rainy night in June, clearer than the Appalachian moon. I say hello to
your songwriting, Jim, is that none of them sound the same or alike, and it's just fabulous. You know, you get somebody like, I mean, if you hear the Stones, you know it's the Stones. You know, if you hear Zeppelin, you know it's Zeppelin. But when you hear a Jimmy Peterick song, it could be anybody, but it's Jimmy. You know, it's amazing. Oh man, I love it, and it's in my head now. A Song About Mary, and oh, the harmonies were beautiful. Oh, loved it.
You have a very nice voice, Joanne, but thank you. That's because I'm a fan of so many kinds of music, and man, I love the Everly Brothers, which inspired that song, and I love the Stones, I love the Beatles, and
right.
You know, I try to put a little of them all in my music.
Right, and I think, you know what, when you're a musician, you have to love all music to get to that place, to write so versatility, you know, to have that versatility, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I mean, who am I to tell you? You are the greatest songwriter ever, and I'm telling you. I apologize.
No, I'm happy to hear it, really.
I mean, real. I can't wait to play the other ones. And also, now Blue Storm, right? Blue Storm Rising. That's Ides of March as well. And Kathy Richardson is singing the lead vocals on that.
We're doing a duet. Kathy is a force of nature. She is amazing. I don't mean to brag, but I kind of discovered her. She was 18 years old. And I was filling up my car at a gas station, and her father, I didn't know it was her father, comes up to me and said, "Hey, it's a nice car you got." "Oh, thank you. And by the way, my daughter sings." And I go, "Oh, shit. Oh, shoot." You know, I've heard that one before, you know.
Yeah.
And I took his card, and I kind of didn't do anything about it. And then I got a call from a music attorney. And Linda Mensch says, "Hey, you know that gas station attendant, his daughter is really awesome. You really got to hear her." And anyway, long story short, she came over to my house. She was 18 years old, scared as could be. Mm. And she auditioned for me, and her name was Kathy Richardson. Well, she's gone through many, many beautiful albums, and she played Love Janice. She played Janis Joplin on Broadway. Incredible. And now she's, for the last 5 years, the lead singer of Jefferson Starship. And,
yeah.
Ordained by Grace Slick as the official singer. Anyway,
wow.
So we're still recording together and writing together, and this song is a duet between the two of us.
Nice, nice. Quick question for you. If you don't know or don't want to answer, I understand. Why did Kathy take the role and not Grace in Starship right now? Do you know or not?
Well, I think, yeah, I do. Grace wanted to retire.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
She's tired of the road and wanted to live the good life, and that's what she's doing.
Good for her. Good for her. Well, I would love to hear this one too with everybody. Blue Storm Rising. This is Eyes of March along with Jimmy and Kathy Richardson on this one. So, and it's off the album again, Play On. Here we go. Blue Storm Rising.
The darkness that's bleeding us dry, the monster's gone there.
last note there that she did. Oh, my God. She is damn. No wonder she's doing Grace's role in the band. Man, that's great, too. Wow.
Yeah, she's killing it. And one of my dear friends, she was just over to the house yesterday singing a song that I put in on a new album. What? I didn't catch that.
No, I hit something. And I said I was sorry. I'm sorry. I made noise. I didn't mean to. I'm so sorry.
No problem. But she was over yesterday. She's singing a song on a new album I'm doing for Frontiers Records.
Uh-huh.
And it's called Women Who Rock the World. And it's all female talent. It's going to be so good. And, of course, Kathy is on it. And I've got a lot of great singers. It's the year of the woman, and it's a great time for this album to come out. It's going to be out in the fall.
Oh, God, I better get over there right away. No, I'm kidding.
Warm up that vocal.
I'm ready. I've been ready for 4 years, buddy. I've been ready. You kidding me? I'm only kidding. Oh, man, that was so powerful. I loved it. And just to prove what I was saying before about how different all your songs are, let's play Hold On Loosely, because just to hear the comparison in your writing, do you mind if we play that?
Oh, I love that song. Thank you.
Me too. And I just want to show the versatility in your songwriting. This is Hold On Loosely. Now, did you write this or co-write this?
Yeah, I co-wrote it with 38 Special, Don Barnes and Jeff Carlisi, and it was the first song we ever wrote together, and it caught lightning, you know?
Yes, it was great. I remember when it came out, it was great. I mean, that was great music at that time, in the 80s at that time. So here we go, 38 Special. This is also co-written by Jimmy. Here we go.
Love of your head.
just amazing that you went from vehicle to all these songs. How many songs have you actually written, Jimmy?
Well, about 15,000.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Yeah.
And how many were actually hits or at least made the top 10 or top 20?
Well,
roughly?
I've got, you know, 20 top 10. But I've got about 500 copyrights, and a lot of those went top 40.
Wow. Wow. Unbelievable. I just had to play that one because just to show that you would never know that was you that wrote that. You wouldn't have based on everything else that we've played right now. Now, I got to ask you another thing. Now, the songs that you've written for the other artists, did you play on those as well in the studio or no? Did you just let the bands do it, their band? Or did you have any role in
it
when they...
You know, some, yes, that one, no. You know, I gave them a great, what we call a demo, and it had a lot of the parts on there, and they copied it and improved it, you know.
Right.
But, you know, once I wrote it, it's like, go with God and let's make a hit, you know.
Right. And it sure did. It sure did happen that way. And God, you've worked with so many people. I mean, Sammy Hagar, like you said earlier, 38 Special, Survivor. The list goes on and on and on. King Crimson, Cheap Trick, Skinner, REO Speed. I mean, everybody. The Beach Boys. I mean, you've done so much. My God, I can't believe it. Not only are you like the greatest songwriter ever, but you are the coolest dresser, and I love your guitars. Do you create those designs, or somebody else has done those for you?
It's a collaboration, like many of my things in my life. Richard Kickmunter, great clothes designer who moved in from Germany. He used to do clothes for the you know, all these British bands, and Scorpions, and on and on. And then moved to Chicago and started working with me. And now, you know, he's making clothes for Stallone and so many others. But every year, you know, he comes up with great ideas. And then we, you know, we collaborate. And I said, no, I want it this way. And I've got a whole wonderful closet of Richard Kickmunter clothes.
And how about the guitars?
Well, I, you know, this is kind of embarrassing, Joanne, but I own 235 vintage guitars.
And, that's not embarrassing. You like your toys. That's all.
I like my toys, and my wife tolerates it. God bless her. But they're all over the house. I don't like to keep them in cases. They're in my, you know, living room, in my bedroom, in my bathroom. They're all over the house because if I get an inspiration, I'm going to grab a guitar. And it might be a Fender, might be a Gibson, might be a Gretsch, but, you know, whatever stokes my fancy, that's the guitar. And these guitars inspire me. So,
right.
You know, it's not a bad habit to have, you know.
Right. And it's so funny. I mean, they all sound different, too. You know, it's none of them sound the same. And out of 200 guitars, not one of them sound the same, I'm sure.
Well, you know, you're right, and they all have different personalities, and they all bring out something different in the performer, in the writer, and
right.
That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
You're sticking to it. Now, I'm a big fan of Grand Funk as well, Grand Funk Railroad, and you have another song that you worked with Mark Farner on the new album Play On. It's called Swagger. I'd love to play that one, too, if you're okay with that.
Oh, yeah, and we're doing shows together coming up finally after this whole COVID nightmare.
Oh, great.
We've got shows with Mark Farner coming up, The Ides of March and Farner, and, of course, we're doing, you know, some of Mark's biggest hits with Grand Funk, you know, Locomotion and Bad Time to Be in Love, et cetera, et cetera.
That's one of my favorites, yeah.
Oh, me too.
Bad Time's one of my favorites.
You know what? That's such an underrated song. It's so fabulous. But we're also doing the song that we collaborated on for this Play On album called Swagger. And he's a great guy.
Excellent. Well, I want to hear it. I want to hear it. This is Swagger from, Ides of March, new album called Play On. And here it is, Ides of March, Swagger, with Jimmy, of course, and Mark Farner from Grand Funk.
Presence, he's just an amazing guy.
Wow, absolutely. Every song we've played tonight, I've loved every one of them, and I can't thank you enough for letting me play them, and I thank you. And I'm hoping you won't have a problem, if you won't mind. I do a monthly music mashup of all our guests that we've had on that we play new music for, and I'd love to play those if it's okay with you when I do that.
Well, let me think. Sure.
Well, I'd didn't want to do it without asking you, of course, you know. So,
tell us.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, that's very nice. Thank you. I'd love to.
No,
hear that
please.
Again.
I'm honored. I'm honored that you would even let me. First of all, to have you on, and then to allow me to play your music. Thank you so much. And so, tell us about your tour. You got to. I hope you're coming out to the East Coast because I got to see you.
Well, that's in the offing, but right now we're mainly in the Midwest because it's easier to get to. But yeah, we've got some East Coast stuff in the planning stage, and it might be next year. You know how that goes. This year it's going to be okay, but next year is going to really rock.
Let's hope so. I think so. I know over here not a lot of venues, but I'm sure you know the Prudential Center in Newark, they're opening up to do Devils hockey games now. So hopefully that's a good sign that we're moving forward to entertainment, you know?
Yeah, we're fingers crossed, and if it doesn't go crazy, we're going to be all right. You know, we got a lot of shows booked for this year as well, but I would say next year for the East Coast.
And if anybody wants to find out about where you're playing, where should they go, Jimmy, to www.theidesofmarch.com?
Yep. Make sure you put the theidesofmarch.com, and, of course, jimpeterick.com also. And, you know, and, of course, my Facebook page, Jim Peterick Facebook page is a very up to date every day. I'm putting posts up on that too as well.
Right. Excellent. Well, I would love to play the one that made me fall in love with you. So I'd love to play Vehicle for everybody right now, and then we could. I hate to say goodbye to you because I'm enjoying speaking to you. So but I got to hear Vehicle before I end my evening.
Well, back at you, and I always introduce this song the same way, Joanna. So strap yourself in, everybody. It's going to be a bumpy ride, and this is the vehicle that got me here today.
Hop inside my car. Got pictures, got candy, I'm a lovable man. Take it to the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, baby. I'll take you anywhere you wanna go. I'm your vehicle, woman. To Hollywood. But if you wanna see just like you are, you know I think you really should. I'm your vehicle, baby. I'll take you anywhere you wanna go. I'm your vehicle, woman. By now I'm sure you know that I love ya, I need ya, I want ya, gotta have you, child. Great God in heaven, you know I love. Hop inside my car. I got pictures, candy, I'm a lovable man. Take it to the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, babe. Take it anywhere you wanna go. I'm your vehicle, woman. By now I'm sure you know that I love you, I need you, I want you, gotta have you, child. you know I love you. Ooh, and I'm your beautiful baby. Don't you know I love you?
Love
I
you.
Need you. I want you just to have your sky. Great God in heaven, you know I love you. Ooh. You know I love you.
Love
I
you.
Need you.
Need
I want you just to have your sky. Great God in heaven, you know I love you.
Damn, I needed that. I can't believe that's you. I can't believe that's you singing. I just can't. 19 years old singing 19, with that voice.
19 years old, man. I'll tell you what, I didn't even smoke Marlboros anyway.
Well, that's what got me my deep voice.
Yeah, all right. Well, you sound good. You sound really good, and it's really a pleasure talking to you. You are so knowledgeable and so into it, baby. Oh,
I'm a fan. I'm a fan, man. I love it. I love it. I love your music. I'm also I'm a singer songwriter myself, and that's why I enjoy doing this because and that's why I enjoy having the guests on because I can't even tell you. It's like a bucket list for me, Jim. It's like I'm kicking a bucket list. I mean, unfortunately, my career was cut short. I'm a 9/11 survivor, and the toxins kind of changed my voice. So I'm still writing, but I'm petrified to sing because I don't think I sound very well anymore. I sound different, put it that way. I sound very different. So, you know,
no.
I'm not happy about that. So I wanted to ask you, during the pandemic, how many songs have you written during the pandemic? You must have been writing like crazy.
Like crazy. And, you know, a lot of it is coming out on this female album, you know, women that have rocked the world, man. It's been a great escape, you know, and it is the year of the woman. I mean, every year is the year of the woman as far as I'm concerned. But this is that album I'm making, and it's going to come out in the fall on the Frontiers label. So
cool.
That's been really keeping me busy. And Ides of March, we're limbering up, you know, getting ready for shows.
Yeah.
And every week we're rehearsing and getting, you know, knocking the barnacles off, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you had a nice long break of touring anyway. Not writing, but touring, you know. But
on
the female album, other than Kathy, anybody else we would know? Or
A lot of people, but I can't announce them yet.
Oh, you
but
can't
I
announce
will
it.
Next
no
time,
worries.
Next time we talk, just a lot of great, great stars. And a lot of great unknowns that will soon be known because of this record.
Nice. Nice. Well, I wish you the best. I can't wait to hear it. If you want to come back here and share it with me, we'll play some songs for you. I would love that.
That would be wonderful. I'll tell Scotty to give you a ring. Scott May is the keyboard player of the Ides, and he's kind of our, you know, publicity guy. And he says, you got to talk to this girl. Miss Joanne, you know, she's great. And
he was wonderful too. Thank you, Scott. He was wonderful.
Yeah, Scotty's great and he loved you and glad we hooked up.
Me too. And again, Jim, thank you so much. And I can't even tell you what an honor it is to speak with you. And I mean, you are music royalty and you're a legend. You're a legendary songwriter. And I'm sure you are just not going anywhere and going to continue to write. And the fact that you can still do it and have all these ideas still is after 50 plus years and still kicking ass is phenomenal.
Man, it's a blessing, and I'm not going to let it falter. You know, I thank God, and every day it keeps me inspired, and I want to write a lot more music, you know?
Absolutely, and I'm sure you're going to. I mean, when you've got a talent like yours, it doesn't go away. So, my God, well, thank you, everybody. Jim Peterick from the Ides of March, and who's written every song you've probably ever heard, And I can't wait. I cannot wait to have him come back and share that new album with us in the fall. And in the meantime, go check out their other album, Play On. And that's with Eyes of March. And you got a lot of guest stars on that. And you heard a lot of the songs that are on that tonight. So go to his website, www.theeyesofmarch.com, or go to www.jimpeterick.com and check it out. And also, don't forget to check out his memoir that he wrote, Through the Eye of the Tiger. And I can't wait. I can't wait. I'm praying you come back. I don't mean to be a nudge, but you better come back.
Well, it's good to be a nerd. I'm a nerd. But I also am writing music now with the group Chicago, Robert Lamb, and I forgot to tell you that one. That's going to be coming out in December. And, you know, talking about writing with some of my heroes, Chicago is such a great band. And,
yeah.
They're still great, you know. So it's going to be fun.
Well, you're my hero. You're my hero. You are my hero, and I'm telling you, thank you so much. I believe you wrote one for Neil, right, Neil Donnell?
Oh, my God, you know Neil. Yeah, man.
Yeah, we've had Neil on the show. What a nice guy.
I love Neil. And we're
beautiful voice.
He's singing this. Oh, my God. It's just incredible.
Yeah.
And we've written some songs together, and there's going to be some songs on the record that Neil and I, not Neil and I, but Neil and Robert Lamb sing together that I wrote or co-wrote.
Cool.
Yeah, he's an amazing, amazing person, amazing singer.
Wow, amazing. Oh, my God. Thank you so much, Jimmy. Thank you so much for joining me. And, Scotty, thank you for making this happen. I appreciate it. And it's been an honor and a pleasure, sir. I thank you. Cannot wait to hear the new stuff. And please keep in touch.
We'll do, Joanne. And we're friends for life now. You're stuck with me.
Oh, I don't mind one bit. But I feel sorry for you. You're stuck with me.
All right.
Everybody,
you,
Jimmy, Jim Peterick, everybody. Thank you so much, Jimmy. Thank you.
All
Take
right.
care. And can't wait to hear the new stuff. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. God bless. Take care.
Take
Bye-bye.
Care. You too. Oh, boy, what a thrill for me. I can't even tell you. I can't even tell you. Oh, boy. Oh. Yeah, Vehicle was the one that caught my eye with him. And I had no idea that he wrote for so many people. And, I mean, I knew about Survivor and 38 Special and everything. But, I mean, I just had no – and his versatility in writing. I mean, you just heard it for yourself. All those songs, not one of them sound the same. Not one. And even his vocal style is different on every song. I mean, at 19 years old to sing Vehicle with that voice, it sounds like I said the first time I heard it, like he sounded like a black artist to me. And I loved it, the soul in it and just the veracity and the deep and just fantastic, fantastic. So Vehicle is my the one that he said started it for him. It's the one that started it for me. Being interested in him. So, but I loved all the new stuff we played tonight. Song About Mary, Blue Storm Rising? Blue Storm Rising, is it? Yeah, right. Blue Storm Rising with Kathy Richardson, who's now the lead vocalist for Jefferson Starship. And man, she's kick ass too. What a voice on her. And Swagger with Mark Farner. It was great to hear his voice. I haven't heard him in a long time. And he's a Grand Funk, and they've got some amazing songs too. And I don't know, I'm like him, and probably all musicians are like this. I hope it's the way I am. I mean, you gotta love all types of music to be able to write music and come out with new stuff. So. Oh, my God. I just had a great time. Thank you so much, Jimmy. So what do we got? What do we got? What do we got? Again, go to check out his new album, Play On, with the last three songs we played. Song About Mary, Blue Storm Coming, and Blue Storm Rising, pardon me, and Swagger. Go to www.theeyesofmarch.com, www.jimpeterick.com, and also I'm sure it's available everywhere online where you could buy music and stream it. And go to those websites, though, to find out where you could see them playing live, because he said they're coming. The Peterick's coming. The Peterick's coming. Oh, man. I'm sorry. He just made my day. He just made my day. What a great guy, too. So I hope you guys enjoyed the show tonight. I know I did. Great music. Great, great music. And always love that. So on Wednesday, we have coming up Deborah Wilson from Mad TV. I can't wait to hang out with her. She is hysterical. And the calendar will be put together this weekend, folks. We've got a lot going on for the month of April for you. And I don't want to throw anything out there yet because I don't have all the information. But we have some great guests coming up for you in April. So, but I do know Deborah Wilson will be here on Wednesday for sure. And, you know what? I didn't even realize it was April Fool's Day. Guess what? That wasn't Jimmy Peterick. April Fool's. I'm kidding. Jimmy, thank you so much. Everybody, Jimmy Peterick from the Ides of March, and I hope you enjoyed that. So I'm going to close it out with Vehicle again because I just love that song, and that one gets me going. So have a good night. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you. We're off on Sunday. It's Easter. So I might do the monthly music. Blah, 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 blah. I can't even speak tonight. I might be doing the monthly music mashup on Easter Sunday evening because we're not going to be on the air. So, and I missed the monthly mashup for March, and because the end of the month fell on a off weekend type of thing. So anyway, maybe I'll do that Sunday. I don't know. Let me see what's going on. So thank you, everybody. Thank you, Jim Peterick from the Ides of March. Thank you so very much. I cannot wait. I hope you come back. Please come back with your new album. I cannot wait. Here we go. Vehicle. Take care, everybody. Have a great weekend and a happy Easter. Happy Passover. Happy Good Friday. Happy everything. Take care. Vehicle. Ides of March.
Hey, well, I'm the friendly stranger in the black sedan. Won't you hop inside my car? Got pictures, got candy, I'm a lustful man. Take you to the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, baby. I'll take you anywhere you wanna go. I'm your vehicle, woman. To a Hollywood, but if you wanna see just like you are, you know I think you really should. I'm your vehicle, baby. I'll take you anywhere you wanna go. I'm your vehicle, woman. Don't you know I love you? I need you. I want you.
singer.
Oh, won't you? Got to have your God. Great God in heaven, you know I love you.